A gleam zipped after the hunter. In midair, it clashed against Dee's sword, giving off sparks before it bounced back. The darkness didn't move. The cyborg horse landed to its rear, if that was even the proper way to describe it, and Dee flew down from his mount like black wind.
Go!
He struck the horse on its hindquarters and sent it racing for the gates. 15 feet separated him from the darkness. At this distance, one of them would have to take a leap before either could make an effective strike. The gleam of light grew longer, just as it looked as if it would go straight into the left side of the hunter's chest. Another streak zipped at the right side of his neck. Effortlessly deflecting the attacks, Dee kicked off the ground. Dee's blade slashed down through the person in the darkness from the top of its head all the way to the crotch. Dee leapt away. The silver blade that pierced him through the solar plexus and out through the back stuck with him like a curse, stretching to match his movements. Dee's deadly swipe had met with no resistance at all, as if he'd split the darkness itself. Dee retreated, and the blade followed him further still. It twisted wildly, making Dee convulse. A new blade followed after it. Dee's sword met it in midair, locking together with it and stopping it cold.
Here comes number three.
Undoubtedly, this one was intended to remove Dee's head. The flash of light stopped by Dee's shoulder. The tip of the blade had gone into the palm of his left hand and into the tiny mouth of the little face that had popped up on it. Teeth like grains of rice had locked onto the blade. Now Dee had no way left to defend himself.
Number four!
As the gleam shot right at him, Dee moved his head, narrowly avoiding it. A fog of blood erupted from his right cheek. The darkness disgorged its flashing coup de grace. Dee made a great spin of his body. All of the Dark One's swords snapped in two, with one of them deflecting the blade headed straight for the hunter. As Dee turned to face the Dark One once more, it saw that fresh blood stream from his cheek to his lips, and for the first time the surface of the darkness was visibly disturbed. Licking at the blood around his mouth, stark white fangs poking from his lips. Dee pulled the blade from his abdomen and hurled it at the darkness. The Dark One staggered. As soon as the shadowy figure collapsed into its coffin, the lid shut. A needle of rough wood pierced the top as it grew clear as glass, leaving the missile stuck in the ground.
Gaskell's giving.